Verse 4. The noise of a multitude in the mountains, like as of a great people, a tumultuous noise of the kingdoms of nations gathered together. The Lord of hosts mustered the hosts of the battle. And this makes clear, I think, that what we're talking about by the word sanctified, they're going to come down to accomplish God's purpose, and they'll take the southern kingdom of Judah into captivity. Now, verse 5, they come from a far country, from the end of heaven, even the Lord and the weapons of his indignation to destroy the whole land. Now, the Babylonians will be God's instrument. Now, he says, howl ye, for the day of the Lord is at hand. It shall come as a destruction from the Almighty. Now, this prophecy now looks beyond anything that's now history, and it's speaking of that day, the great tribulation. Therefore shall all hands be faint, every man's heart shall melt, they shall be afraid, pangs and sorrows shall take hold of them, they shall be in pain as a woman that travaileth, they'll be amazed one at another, their faces shall be as flames. Behold the day of the Lord coming, cruel both of wrath and fierce anger. Now the great tribulation, when again this power will come in the last days, called Babylon here, and it is a power that will destroy these people, just as Babylon did in the past. Now, we have it identified with the great tribulation. Verse 10, the stars of the heaven, the constellations thereof shall not give light. Now, you have that prophesied again by the Lord Jesus in Matthew 24:29, Revelation 8:12. I will punish the world for their evil. The world is coming up for judgment. You and I are living in a world today that's moving for judgment. And then he says, I'm going to make a man more precious than fine gold, even a man than the golden wedge of Ophir. And the minute Christ died for you and me on the cross, that added value to us. It's a time of worldwide destruction these days will be. And no flesh would survive unless those days were shortened. But God will preserve a remnant to himself. Now he says, I'll stir up the Medes against them. Now, who are the Medes here? Well, the Medes under Gobryas are the ones that destroyed Babylon, by the way, the Media-Persian Empire. Here the prophet goes to the immediate, you see.